to talk to you, my friend. Stay tuned. You've got April Marie Fogel here filling in for Dan Morris, and I am enjoying your company. We have our final hour of this week. Stay with me. I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump is announcing a major aid package for Puerto Rico to help recover from devastation the island sustained after Hurricane Maria 3 years ago.
Sources tell Fox News this is going to be an $11.6 billion relief package for energy and education systems. Remember, the energy and power grid there in Puerto Rico was in really horrible shape before Maria came in and literally wiped the entire thing out.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. The Trump administration is banning any downloads of the popular TikTok and WeChat apps starting this weekend over national security concerns.
If you have those apps already on your phone, you'll not be able to get updates or patches from those platform stores.
Commerce Department Policy Director Rob Blair. Owners of the apps are working on a sale designed to move ownership of the companies from China to the U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you, and I think you're going to like the weekend forecast as far as cooler air and more comfortable nights. For today, look for a sun and cloud mix. The rain chances are very small, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible somewhere. High in the low 80s, low tonight around 68. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers are possible, but comfortable temperatures are on the way. High around 78 Saturday, down to 61 Saturday night. Mid-70s for a high on Sunday. Low humidity should be dry, and I think we could be in the upper 50s perhaps by Sunday night. Last official weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey will visit some of the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Sally today. Governor Ivey will do a helicopter flyover of the damage in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and Fort Morgan before meeting with local officials. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency is working around the clock to clear damage from Hurricane Sally. EMA officials say they responded to more than 100 calls of downed trees. They say six homes were damaged by falling trees across the county. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 128,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Health officials say more than 2,200 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now below 750. At least 61,000 people have now recovered from the virus. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
What brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
on FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, not exactly. It's, as some have called me, the substitute teacher, still here. You have April Marie Fogel guest hosting. I am the owner and publisher of Alabama Today. That's altoday.com. I also do a little other policy work here and there. I run Conservatives for Better Leadership, which is a C4, maintaining. We try to fight for small government, lower taxes. We fought the gas tax, really trying to get a stronger open to records law in Alabama. That is one of my biggest pet peeves out there, that government, either be it elected officials or bureaucrats, can hide information or documents from the public. Not okay. Not okay at all. We've got Keith, who has been hanging patiently. Keith from Santucket?
Santuck.
There you go. Santuck. I'm reading it wrong. How's it going, Keith?
I'm hungry. I keep talking about Sweet Creek, so one, I want to get in on the drawing before I forget to ask Joey about it.
Joey?
What's that month and day of birth, Keith?
8/16.
All right, we got you.
And I have really enjoyed the show today. My ears can't quite keep up with you all the way.
I'm trying, Keith. I'll slow it down.
You're doing good. I think you'd be great, you know, at the end of those little legal commercials where they have the little thing at the end. I think you could, like, rule the whole market on that. You can slow down, girl.
I appreciate that.
I've enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the part about how you're raising your kids. And I try to be a gentleman to my wife, but I walk too darn slow. And she's halfway through shopping by the time I get to the door, it seems like.
Well, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you calling in. And yes, I think we have a responsibility to raise our kids. To me, I want to raise my boys how I feel like men should treat women in general, and how we should, like I said, respect your law enforcement, respect your military, respect your elders. That's where some of this gender stuff gets confusing, because I was always raised to say yes, ma'am, yes, sir, and that's one of those sticky things now, right?
That's right. And that's, you know, I'm sitting in the school line waiting to pick my little boy up. He just turned 7 years old.
Aw, so did...
My wife.
Is he second grade?
He's second grade. And I told her, I said, honey, you know, the battles, you know, the things we had, you know, growing up in the 80s when I grew up. But now I look at the battles that he's going to have and what the other side is going to be throwing at him. We have to ground them as quick as we can and early as we can and get it engraved. Manners, but more importantly, God's word in their heart. Because I don't see how some of these kids are going to have a fighting chance with parents who are just spiritually just lost. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I hate it for him.
You got it. Well, thanks so much again for calling, Keith. I really appreciate it. We have Jeff online, too. How's it going, Jeff?
Hey, it's always good. Tell you what, doing a great job, and once you get into the groove of it, Dan's coming back.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that the way life works, though?
Yeah, once you work out the kinks, you're done. It's so wonderful to hear you. I got two things. Number
yes,
one
sir.
Is for all the listeners, I'm telling you, if you go to church or even if you don't go to church, find a local church that has a men's group that you can go and be a part of, because the conversations in there are so impacting and positive for the benefit of the family, the nuclear family. I attended one in San Antonio, and it changed my life.
And good advice. Very good advice.
If you don't like church, fine. Don't go. But find a men's group and go to that.
All right.
Will benefit so much. The second thing is Auburn just announced that they are doing away with the Eagle for the entire 2020 season. I am no longer a diehard Auburn fan, and I will never watch another game. Go Tide. Roll Tide.
Interesting.
Wait, they're not having the Eagle. What is the explanation?
They're getting rid of the Eagle flight before football games.
They're taking away the Eagle because of the anti-American culture going on right now with changing mascots and denouncing tradition. So they are no longer doing having the Eagle for the rest of the year, and I don't support anybody who caters to the mob. I never would.
If they I'm seeing a bunch of news story about the Eagle not being there anymore, but I want to see why.
I got to go.
All right, thank you so much, Jeff. Hey, John DeVoe on line 3.
Hey, April Marie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Peace and blessings. Hey, Joey.
Hello, John.
I have 11 older siblings and many nieces and nephews. And I was in the car with two of my nephews one day. And we were having a similar conversation, like the one about the Hobby Lobby. And so one of my nephews, his mother's Hawaiian, his father's African-American, and he always had the longest, prettiest braids. I thought they were the prettiest braids when he was growing up. And I don't think his hair had ever really been cut the whole time he was growing up. So one of them worked at the car wash. The one with the braids worked at the car wash, and the other one worked at a local grocery store. So I said to my nephew that worked at the local grocery store, you know, why don't you get your brother a job there? And he says, so he turns to his brother and he says, all right, when are you going to cut your hair? And his brother says, I'm not cutting my hair. Why would I cut my hair? And his brother turns to me and says, all right, Uncle DeVoe, now you see why I haven't got my brother a job at the grocery store where I work.
Oh.
Because he's not going to cut his hair just to get a job. And he did eventually, one day did cut his braids, and I was very surprised when I saw it, but he didn't do it to get a job.
Do you want to hear something? So did he, are you saying he had braids or dreads?
Yes.
Guess what? In the city of Birmingham, they just passed a city council resolution that that places of employment can no longer make you cut your hair if you want to wear your hair natural. It's specifically for different ethnicities who want to wear their hair in a cultural way. But now you no longer grocery stores, restaurants, that sort of thing. If you can keep it, health control maintained, you don't have to cut it. Isn't that crazy?
Well, that's good for some people, because I know in my nephew's case, he did eventually one day cut his braids, but he didn't do it just to get a job, and he wouldn't do it just to get a job.
Well, now there's an effort to make that a statewide movement, which I did not know that was a thing. I did, and some private schools were making young kids do the same thing, cut their hair or wear it a certain way, and this is one of those where I was just unaware that this was an issue. And when I heard of it, it seemed like a no-brainer. If culturally you wear your hair a certain way, who cares if someone else is offended by it? So long as it's not a health hazard, right? So long as you're not dealing with food.
Well, you know, I'm a veteran in the United States, military. And so, one of the first things you do when you get the basic training is everybody gets the same haircut.
That is a fair point. But I don't care if my grocery store, cashier has long hair or not. I might care if my deli worker or bakery worker has crazy hair. But if you are stocking, unstocking, like my father did in a grocery store for many years, or a checkier, a cashier, wear your hair however you want to if it's a cultural thing.
Well, you know, at Microsoft, they want their employees to feel comfortable at work. And they have a very relaxed policy when it comes to how their employees dress. Because they want them to be comfortable at work.
Well, and again, here's where I am. First off, I want all, and this goes across the board, conservatives, Democrats, whatever. I don't want to know your politics when I'm buying my pie. I don't want to know the Starbucks barista's politics. I just don't care that much. If I want to get to know you as an individual, John, that's one thing. I want to talk to you about what you believe in, where we differ, where we agree. That's one thing. But going about day to day, the virtue signaling of these places of employment, you know, putting a BLM sticker on or making their employees wear T-shirts. That's too much. Just stop it. Just enough with all that. Just let me come in, buy my sub, and be done with it.
Well, listen, peace and blessings to you and the entire listening audience all over the globe.
I appreciate that.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, John. All right.
I just looked into the reason there are no Eagle flights this year.
Yeah, I saw that too. It's COVID.
That's ridiculous.
So so basically it looks like the reason they're doing this is that the SEC, it has nothing to do with politics, thankfully, because like I just said to John, I'm so over politics being involved in everything. The SEC has put a place and policy that no live animals can be on the field this fall. That applies to UGA at Georgia, Revel at Texas and A&M, and Auburn. They're just not letting any live animals.
And I'm looking at a Twitter thread from Andrew Hopkins. He's the trainer there at the Raptor Center. And he said it's not necessarily the animals themselves. They don't want live animal trainers on the field due to COVID exposure. All right. A few more people on the field. You wear a mask. But, okay.
They're locking it down. So no live animals at all for the SEC for the 2020 season. But you know what? I'm willing to give up a lot of things if I can watch football that doesn't have politics involved.
Very true.
Okay? There's by and large, I go back to the University of Alabama BLM march, but the coach was very clear. While some players had BLM stuff on, he was talking about racial equality. I love the difference. He was not marching for the Black Lives Matters movements. He was walking for racial equality and fairness for his black players in solidarity with them. And I liked that he said that. I liked that he made it clear he wasn't taking sides except for the side of his players, and he wanted them to be treated fairly. I thought that was a cool nuanced thing he did that a lot of people are missing. We are going to go to a break, and then we have, when we come back, we are going to listen to this audio, and then we'll be in our last half hour. Squeak Creek, 272-9228. If you want to get in before we do that drawing.
The Dan Morris Show. Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof?
One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
The Dan Morris Show with your guest host, April Marie Fogle here. I really do appreciate you tuning in. You have made it until just about the last half hour of the show for my this is actually my first week ever of doing Monday to Friday talk radio. So you guys, you know, I had a few minutes of Dan's help on Monday, but by and large, this is my first week doing it. So we all survived together. Yay. Aside from offending a few of you with my fast talking voice, it sounds like the vast majority of you hung in there with me. Clint is on the line. Hello, Clint.
Good day, young lady. Girl, kiddo, you can go. I'll tell you that.
I'm passionate.
Yes, you are, and I love it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Good for you. Hey, this no more ego at Auburn. I mean, I've been to one Auburn game in Auburn, and watching that Eagle fly was phenomenal.
It really is.
Yeah, it's a good thing to see. And now they're going to do away with it, and I'm a Bama fan. You know,
well, it's just for the season. It's just they are cutting down on the people involved. And while the eagle only looks like he has one or two handlers, some of the animals in the SEC in the division have multiple handlers, and so they are just made a blanket rule: no live animals.
Well, how about Oklahoma with a Sooner schooner? They gonna take the horses and the wagon off the field too?
That'll be up to the Big 12, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on, goes with the,
Conference.
Conference is the word I was looking for. Look, if you are talking politics, I'm like Johnny on the spot. And then football, I'm fumbling.
It is politics. I mean, the globalists and the liberals, they're trying to change everything in our lives. They want to take everything away.
Well,
take away the eagle. Take away the Sooner schooner. Take away everything that we enjoy and put it to their benefit. That's a little crap,
Well, COVID and we were discussing earlier the Nashville thing. We're going to get back to that. I hope we have time to get back to that today. COVID has really wreaked havoc on life as we know it. But you know what? We're all going to appreciate it that much more. Next season, when the Eagle is coming out, we will appreciate it that much more.
Are you going to take away Uga from the Georgia Bulldogs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you want to take him away too, huh?
All for the year.
You can't have a guy or two with a dog on the field. That'll spread COVID.
So weird. Bizarre. Y'all
have a great week.
Thanks for calling in. All right, guys. Again, this is your reminder. You've got about 15 minutes before our Sweet Creek drawing. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Randy from Snowden, how's it going?
Hello, April. I've enjoyed you this week, and I always enjoy my man, Joey.
No, appreciate that, Randy.
but, you know, this is craziness, this political views. I understand what they're doing with these animals, and again, I don't think it's really necessary, but, you know, you either got two choices. You can fight the fight or join the fight. And so, you know, you might as well join the fight because you're not going to change anything that they've already made their mind up. I just wanted to tell y'all that I listen to you every day. Joy knows that. You're a breath of fresh air there, April, and I hope everything just keeps going your way. And put me in that Sweet Creek, 10:15, Joy, and gotcha. Y'all have a good Friday.
Thank you guys so much. Joey, do we have time to... we do. Well, we're gonna play the audio of Texas Representative Chip Roy, and then we'll talk about it after the break. We'll have to go to a break afterwards. But stay. Listen to this, guys.
Mr. Roy.
I thank the gentleman from Arizona. Detective James Skernovitz. Police Officer Tamaris Leon Wesley Bohannon. Sergeant Ricardo Perez Ortiz. Police Officer Eldemiro Garza Jr., Police Officer Ismael Chavez, Police Officer Anthony Dia, Sergeant Craig Vincent Johnson, Wildlife Officer Julian Keene Jr., Deputy Sheriff James H. Blair, Sergeant Damon Gutzwiller, Lieutenant Stephen P. Williams, Police Officer Waldis J. Johnson, Police Officer Nathan James Lide, Police Officer Cody N. Holt, Police Officer Michael S. Mosher, Lieutenant Glenn Dale Hutto Jr., Police Officer Dan Walters, Police Officer Justin Putnam, Officer Breanne Leith, Commander Greg Carnicle, Sergeant Ben Jenkins, Police Officer Christopher Ryan Walsh, Sergeant James R. O'Connor IV, Corporal Brent William Perry Scrimshire, Corporal Andrew J. Gillette, Officer David Kellywood, Police Officer Nick O'Rear, Trooper Joseph John Bullock, Deputy Sheriff Richard Edward Witten, Officer Tiffany Victoria Bailon Enriquez, Officer Kalike Kalama, Public Safety Officer Jackson Ryan Winkler, Captain Stanley Curtis Elrod, Police Officer Byron Brown, Corporal Bryant Searcy, Police Officer Sheena Day Yarbrough Powell, Trooper Caleb Starr, Police Officer Destin Leguiza, Animal Control Officer Darian May Young, Police Officer Christopher Eric Ewing, Police Officer Kaya LaFay Grant, Police Officer Alan Daniel McCollum, Police Officer Catherine Mary Thine. I have two questions, Mr. Speaker. Where is the NBA? Where are those names? Where are the names I just read of the 43 police officers who have died in the line of duty this year? I want to know that. I want to know where those names are. My second question is where is the Speaker? Where is the Speaker of the House? Where is this body? Why are we on the floor voting on a resolution honoring these fallen 43? Why are we standing up for law and order? Why are we standing up for security in our streets? Why are we instead turning over this country to mob rule? These names matter too, Mr. Speaker. With that, I yield back to my...
Wow.
I'm going to take a second, guys. Our country has a tendency to react to things based on the media coverage. That's what we do. If it bleeds, it leads. And these days, what's leading coverage are the things that the Black Lives Matters movement makes a big deal of. I saw, and if you were listening to me a couple days ago, I talked about this. ACLU did a tweet. At least 21 transgender women were murdered in the U.S. This is an epidemic. And I responded and I said, what about violence against law enforcement? Why is this not considered an epidemic? Because more law enforcement officers have died. We in our country are focusing on the wrong things. And we have a tendency to do that. And why do we do that? We do that because if you turn on your television, they're going to tell you what they want you to believe to be important. And it's not what's important. What's important are not just the names of the law enforcement officers that representative just Roy, what was the last name?
Blunt, I believe.
There you go. Just read. What is important are the lives of the men and women who are in law enforcement and lost their lives, the names and lives of those soldiers who lost their lives. They are too often forgotten, too often discounted. They don't get sports jerseys. No one takes a knee or the equivalent of that for them. And those are the people, those are the heroes of our nation, the heroes of our community. And those are the ones we should be talking about, we should be honoring, we should be sacrificing for. And those of us who will do that without tearing down towns, without burning businesses, without alienating our neighbors and our friends and our coworkers. Those of us who honor the lives of those in law enforcement, the honor the lives of those who serve in our military, that's where we need to focus. That's who we need to be. That's where we as a country could gather around, rally around. I started filling in. One of the first shows I did was on 9/11. And I talked about this back then. 9/11 united our country. As one, we saw the strength in coming together as Americans. When I hear those names of the law enforcement officers who lost their lives in the line of duty, and those who were shot just even recently, those who were injured but didn't lose their lives, we owe them a great gratitude, a great deal of debt, and they should not be forsaken. They should not be forgotten.
And correction, I was thinking of Senator Roy Blunt. No, it's Representative Chip Roy.
There you go, Chip Roy.
You can just search Chip Roy's speech. You can find it for yourself, folks.
I usually am sitting in front of my computer and looking at my computer as things go on, but it was one of those, listening to him call those names and thinking each of those people had a family. Each of those people had loved ones. Each of one of those people have colleagues who missed them and knew them. And they went to work and they didn't come back. And that's what we need to focus on. That's what we should be thinking about. And that congressman was right. The athletes, the powers that be, the parts of media, they are failing them. It is incumbent upon us to remember them. So say a prayer for each of those officers and their families today. You've got April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris. More on the other side of this break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvalsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvalsLandscapes.com.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
This is an important message for all current and former Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of America has declared bankruptcy.
If you were sexually abused in scouting, you could receive compensation, but you must file a claim by November 16, 2020.
You may file a sexual abuse claim regardless of your current age or the year the sexual abuse occurred.
Visit officialbsaclaims.com or call 1-866-907-2721.
Paid for by the Boy Scouts of America.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you, and I think you're going to like the weekend forecast as far as cooler air and more comfortable nights. For today, look for a sun and cloud mix. The rain chances are very small, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible somewhere. High in the low 80s, low tonight around 68. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers are possible, but comfortable temperatures are on the way. High around 78 Saturday, down to 61 Saturday night. Mid-70s for a high on Sunday. Low humidity should be dry, and I think we could be in the upper 50s perhaps by Sunday night. Last official weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. An ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Hello, everyone. You've got April Marie Fogel here. A little breathless. I just ran down to pick something up. Dennis Price, if you are listening, give us a call. Dennis, call us, 272-9228. Dennis just walked out the door. Dennis, if you are listening, please give us a call, 272-9228. John D. has been holding. How's it going, John D.?
Going good, April Marie. You're doing a good job fighting the good fight. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Let me say this. You were talking about the law enforcement officers. And several shows ago, I was talking about Life magazine in 1970 did a story about all the police officers killed in the United States in 1 week. And there were a lot. All right? And at the time, you had the horrible Vietnam War protest going on. And it was a very, what's the word I want to describe? Just kind of a time of turmoil and unrest, for lack of a better word, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had Kent State. But here's what people figured out later. Obviously, until I work in criminal justice, okay? But the society... We tolerated things that we shouldn't have and that we're starting to tolerate again. In other words, if you tolerate lawlessness, as Mayor Giuliani showed us in New York City, if you allow people to go around and just break windows and loot and vandalize and arson and rob and don't do anything, you're going to get more of it and you're going to get worse of it. And my point is this. Is that when you look at these police officers, while, you know, very few are killed by Antifa, okay, or somebody that's really a member of Black Lives Matter, we have created a culture in this society that violence is okay and that violence against police officers is okay because police officers are bad. Now, look, most Americans don't believe that. Most people don't believe that. But a good number do. And a good number do in the media. And they promote these narratives, okay? And I'm just telling you that while it may be subconscious and on a very almost subliminal type level, I think when you're denigrating law enforcement and the people who serve, and you do it constantly, that has an effect. Okay? In other words, think of the mob, right?
That stormed hospital.
Right? Where does that come from, April Marie? I think you know where it comes from. Well, so does Joey.
And here's where I get frustrated. This is generational. And it was not until recently that I understood parents are teaching their children not just to distrust, but to hate law enforcement. Parents are teaching their children not to distrust, but to be hateful and disrespectful to law enforcement. It just doesn't end. And to me, it's just incredibly unfortunate, and that it's bad for society.
Right.
Every time an adult takes a child to one of these rallies and they're surrounded by people who hate law enforcement and say all cops are bad and cheer on the death of officers, again, a piece of me breaks, a piece of me hurts because a piece of our country is broken. And again, that's the best we can do as a society is to teach our children right from wrong, and right is supporting our law enforcement. Now, should there be reform? Of course. Can we do it better? Of course. But by and large, we need to do better at showing respect and understanding what's happening. And I'm glad for the congressman who said those names. I'm glad for y'all to take a moment and listen. Thank you so much for calling, John D.
Me too. Hey, the bottom line is this. Actions aren't the only thing that have consequences.
Yeah.
So do ideas.
Yep.
So do ideas. Ask Ronald Reagan. Hey, y'all have a good day.
Thank you
Bye.
So much, John D. Okay, I am going to... we've got Dennis on the line. Dennis?
Yes, ma'am.
another one of the radio hosts from a show from another station comes up and says, somebody's downstairs with something for y'all. And I run down thinking I only have a second. And Dennis hands me this amazing, gorgeous, hand-carved eagle and flag. I am going to have the next team that comes in here take a picture of Joey and I with this. I'm going to put it on my Facebook so you can see it. It's gorgeous. How long did this take you to make, Dennis?
Well, it's not hand carved. I actually have a special.
Oh, you've got a machine.
Okay,
there you go. Okay,
yeah.
Well, you still carved it.
Yeah,
you still handmade it. You just made it on a machine. That's okay. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So.
Someone made the mention about the eagle not flying. I kind of figured it was because of the COVID thing. But I carry that one in my truck with me all the time. It's the prototype. I carve those up to 4 foot tall and 8 foot wide. So.
Wow. Oh, wow. Well, so you have a custom woodworking company that does this.
Well, it's in the startup stages right now. We've been in the startup on it now for about 45 to 60 days.
All right.
I'll be getting with the radio station probably within the next couple of months.
Very good.
For some advertising slots.
Be sure to show this to Greg, Dennis. This is
We're going to leave this here. It's beautiful. We'll leave it here in the studio. And I just wanted to say thank you and thank you for coming by. It's gorgeous.
You're absolutely welcome. I just enjoy it and hey, that flag will always fly with that eagle.
You got it. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Have a great day.
All right. You know what time it is, Joey?
Time for the Sweet Creek Farm Market $60 gift basket drawing. I've already run the random number generator, and it's time to draw the name. And the winner is... Oz!
Oz! Yay, Oz! Congratulations!
Give us a call, Oz, at 272-9228. You've won the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is.
Don't worry. If you didn't win, there's always next week.
Yeah.
You got it. Well, thank you so much, guys, for calling and participating in the drawing. Remember, when you call, you have to ask to be put in. But if you call, you know, in the next 15 minutes, we'll put you in next week's drawing. So we wanted to play, and I don't know how much time we have to talk about it. We've got about 15 minutes left of the show. But I'm going to play it because it will be my ending rant to you guys. Besides the fact that I'm going to sneak in here that the attorneys for Mike Hubbard are seeking her reduced sentence.
Of course.
Make it end. All right. I'm going to leave that one alone. I just had to give you the update because that just came out. But let's look at Tucker Carlson.
The coronavirus has been in this country for about 9 months now, since January. And since the day that doctors discovered the first case within our borders, our leaders have assured us that they only care about our safety. That's what this is all about, our safety. They've told us that every decision they make as they fight this pandemic, they make in our interest. Every restriction they impose, they tell us, they base on science alone. Most Americans want to believe that because most Americans want to trust their government. But few still do. There's too much evidence that the COVID regime is political. and our leaders are lying about it. Tonight, there is conclusive proof of that, a remarkable story. A reporter with the Fox 17 TV station in Nashville, a man called Dennis Farrier, caught that city's top officials hiding key health statistics, and for no justifiable reason. Farrier uncovered a series of emails between the mayor's office, that would be Nashville Mayor John Cooper, who is a Democrat, and the city's health department. In those emails, city officials discussed the fact that only a very low number of coronavirus cases have been traced to bars and restaurants in the city. As of June 30th of this year, for example, nursing homes and construction sites in Nashville each produced more than 1,000 cases of the coronavirus. Bars and restaurants, just 22 cases total. Numbers like this could be great news for the city of Nashville. Bars and restaurants have been suffering there for months under crushing COVID restrictions. Thousands of workers have been laid off, many businesses have gone under, many more are on the brink. Over the summer, the mayor, Mayor Cooper, used the economic damage from his shutdowns to justify a massive 34% property tax increase on residents of Nashville. So quarantines have hurt that city quite a bit. Residents would have been thrilled to learn that bars and restaurants were safe once again. But the mayor refused to tell them that. He hid that information. After reviewing the new health numbers from bars and restaurants, a woman from the health department called Leslie Waller emailed this to Mayor Cooper's office. Quote, "This isn't going to be publicly released, right? Just info for the mayor's office." A senior advisor to Mayor Cooper, Benjamin Eagles, responded this way, quote, "Correct. Not for public consumption." Not for public consumption? Why would that be? These aren't the nuclear codes. This isn't national security information. It's public health data.
Well, it's contrary. Let's be clear. Why are we hiding this information? Because we like the lockdowns. We like where we got, what we're doing. It is so frustrating. And I've said this before. In the scheme of things, I am one of those people who take COVID very seriously. I just do. I feel like it's my personal responsibility to do so. But part of doing my part relies on having factual information from those who have the information, right? That means where are the cases? Am I safe doing something? Understanding what's going on in our communities. You can't keep information to yourself because it doesn't fit a prescribed narrative that you're using. Governor Lee of Tennessee says no additional funding for Nashville as he questions Cooper's use of COVID funds. This is just yesterday after this story came out. And it outlines how the Nashville area benefited from $2.5 billion of the $13 billion made for the state. You've got a mayor here manipulating information and data, and then I'll go back to transparency and accountability. Thank God for open record laws. Thank God that we were able to find out who in this office was playing games. Let's see what Tucker says a little bit more.
Or it should be public. A month later, a reporter in Nashville heard rumors that bars and restaurants there were safer than the city was admitting they were. So he emailed the health department to find out what exactly was going on. What are the numbers? Emails now show that behind the scenes, this simple request for transparency panicked city officials. They schemed among themselves to hide what they knew. Quote, "We have certainly refused to give counts per bar," wrote one. Why is that? Why would they refuse to give those numbers? Here's the answer, and this is a direct quote. "Because those numbers are low per site." Oh, the numbers are low, so we hide them. Hide all good news. That's the policy. Otherwise, the fear might subside and our power along with it. Today, reporter Dennis Farrier tried to get more information from the mayor. Why did the mayor's office lie about health information that could have helped the people of Nashville? The mayor wouldn't answer that question, of course. So instead, he sent his minion, a flack called Chris Song, to scold Farrier for daring to ask that question. Watch.
We did ask for context yesterday, and we're told not just no comment, but FOIA us. And that doesn't really feel like a we're all in this together comment.
What you should have done was to come back tell me that you had validated those emails in whatever way that you did.
Because you wouldn't. You told us to FOIA, sir. You gave us. You said go through legal channels to extract this information because we don't want to share it.
Sir, okay,
I'll argue with you all day, but you're not gonna talk to me like this and walk away. I will talk back to you in the same tone. That this is, you know, this is America and the people have the right to know the real COVID number. Don't shake your head.
First off, I love that reporter.
Wow.
You know, okay, here's the deal. If you are listening to this and don't know, Alabama's open record laws are awful. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our final break before the end of the show. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about them. And I'm going to tell you about my own experience trying to get records, which include COVID records from the state of Alabama and the governor's office. Stay tuned. You've got April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Trustworthy. Accurate, immediate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Thank you again for tuning in today. You have April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris. I will be back at least a day or two next week. So stay tuned. For those of you who do miss Dan, he will be returning sooner rather than later. And he is doing well. We just wanted him to be tip-top when he was back on air. On hold here, we've got our winner of the Sweet Creek drawing for the week, Oz!
Yes. Yes. I'm ecstatic.
Are you glad? I'm glad for you.
Oh, it's great. You really ought to make a trip just to swing by there before you head back home.
I will 100% do that. It is on my agenda. This week has been weird with the storms. I wasn't sure where I was going to end up with that. But next week, without a doubt, I will be going to Sweet Creek. No questions asked.
And Oz, I've already sent your information over to Reed Ingram at Sweet Creek Farm Market. So just stop by there and say hi to Reed or Karen Ingram. Say you're the winner. And do you have any idea what you're going to get in that basket?
I do not right now because I've gotten the butts before. I've gotten the ribs. They're delicious. Mm-hmm. I've gotten their ciders. They are awesome.
Ooh, yeah.
I've gotten their barbecue sauce. It's good. Oh, everything is good.
I mean,
the cookies, the swamp cookie is awesome. So, yeah, it's something to enjoy when you go in there.
Well, congratulations, and the deal is you got to call back next week and tell us
what you got.
Yes, I will definitely do it.
Thank you so much, Oz. All right, everybody. So, if you've been listening to me this week and last week, you know I like to close out the show with a little bit of a rant. And so today I'm going to talk, in keeping with the Nashville madness and cover-up, I'm going to talk about Alabama's open record laws. I have long rallied against the insanity that is Alabama's public record laws, or a pitiful attempt at an open records laws. Here's the issue with the law. First off, there's no teeth. If Joey works for the governor's office and I ask Joey for files, Joey can thumb his nose at me. He doesn't have to give me those files. There is no recourse for him personally or for the office of the governor unless I sue him. And then even then, AL.com has found sometimes that you can sue and still not get the records.
Mm-hmm.
They can say, these are the records, and then later more records come out and they go, oops, because there's no teeth. The office, whichever office it be, whether it be an agency or an elected official, a city, a county, whatever, they can tell you the request is too hard. The city of Troy did this recently to an individual, said we don't actually have an obligation to get you those records. You do. But under the current system, there is no recourse unless you hire a lawyer or are a lawyer and sue the city, the state, the bureaucrat in the way. It's a frustrating system. There has been attempts. Senator Cam Ward and House Representative Chris Pringle have attempted multiple times to bring up and have passed teeth that will make our public records laws somewhat like they are in Florida. Florida is phenomenal. It is very hard to hide records in Florida, and there are consequences if you do. They call there's a Sunshine Act, which says that you can't basically have your own Hamilton moment, be in the room where it happens. People can't figure out things back behind closed doors. If you are meeting about an issue of substance, you have to do it where the people and the public can hear and see you. There's also very clear boundaries in terms of what isn't public record, and you have to respond to that. And there are criminal, let me say that again, there are criminal charges that can be brought up against you if you do not comply with the open records laws. I found that the Alabama Open Records Act is so laughable. I like to give the example. One of my favorite things to do on Alabama Today, that's, of course, if you aren't familiar with me, I own and run and write opinion pieces for Alabama Today. That's altoday.com. One of the things I used to do is cover, and I should start doing it again, the appointments that elected officials make. I would write to Governor Bentley's office, and I would say, can I have your appointments for the last 2 weeks? And somewhere within, anywhere from 5 minutes to 5 hours later, I'd have the appointments always the same day. I asked Governor Ivey's office this when she first got to office. Her then press secretary, Daniel Sparkman, who then went on to run for the state legislature himself, rightfully lost. Thank you guys all very much if you voted against him. He now works for the state doing the bicentennial celebration stuff. Once a bureaucrat, always a bureaucrat. He decided he didn't want to give them to me. Just unilaterally, this young man decided he wasn't giving them to me. I'm not a big fan of the governor. I've gotten more used to her over time, but I still oppose her on a lot of issues. So because he didn't like me and didn't like my publication, law be darned, he wasn't giving me those files. Daniel left the office. He left the governor's office to run for the legislature. Again, thank you for not voting him into office. And a new person came in. I thought, well, for giggles, let me ask the new person. Again, asked in the morning, received by afternoon. One bureaucrat, one big-headed, egotistical bureaucrat stood in the way of your right to documents and my right to publish them. There's no reason for that. The law should not allow that. We need to do better for the state of Alabama. I will bring this up again next session. Hopefully the legislature will bring it forward and pass it. A lot of things got dropped with COVID, but we together as a state need to demand better. You have April Marie Fogle here. Thank you so much for being such a great listening audience. Stay tuned for more News Talk 93.1 in the coming hour. I do appreciate you. Have a wonderful weekend.